I'm Michael Schneider, senior editor for Variety.
I'm Joe Adalio, Lesko's editor for New York Magazine's Vulture, and this is Screen Grab.
So, Joe, I have finally been released from the Langham Hotel in Pasadena. The Television Critics Association press tour is finally over. Weeks and weeks of listening to the networks one by one, sharing their stories of new shows, returning shows, etc., is all done. And some big takeaways from this year. You know, you and I have been talking a lot about this is sort of the year of the streamocalypse, the year that we're going to see the launch of Disney Plus, of Warner Media's service. There's word of a Comcast service that's finally getting underway. This is the year that things are really shaping up in the streaming world. So at TCA, at the press tour, we learned a little bit more about the plans coming out of these different conglomerates. And it is going to be really interesting. Joe, in some ways, it looks like back to the future. You know, a lot of talk of bundling, which of course is the famous way cable was sold all these years ago. And also the fact is a lot of familiar faces from the world of cable are now going to be running these new streaming services at the various companies.
Right. You've got Kevin Riley, who is going to be running the one over at AT&T Time Warner. Disney's sort of new is going to be taking full control of Hulu, and John Landgraf, who now runs FX, is expected to take a big role in overseeing that. Over at Comcast, Bonnie Hammer, who has a long time been sort of the cable chief over there, is going to be sort of running their streaming alternative. So a lot of familiar names. And then Apple services, which we're getting closer and closer to a launch, is being run by two former heads of Sony Pictures Television. So it's a lot of familiar faces and also a lot of familiar content. You know, the thing that struck me as most interesting last week was how Kevin Riley made it very clear that not only does he want Friends and all the other AT&T Warner Brothers owned titles back for his service, he wants them exclusively. There was a little bit of doubt about that before. And you know, that's all well and good. And that certainly means they'll be more appealing to consumers. But it's a big chunk of change that these companies are going to be saying goodbye to, $700, $800 million. And that's a lot of money, which means the pressure is going to be on for these services to work and really come up with content that's going to make it, you know, essential for people to subscribe. I'm not completely convinced that all of these are going to actually survive.
Yeah, you know, there's interestingly, John Hendricks, who founded Discovery Communications way back in the 80s at the dawn of cable, has his own little service. It's called Curiosity Stream that he's trying to enter the fray as well. So you have all these, a bunch of mid-range streaming services that are trying to get into the game as well. You know, but we sort of listened to him the other day, specifically because he's a legend in programming, and he had some interesting things to say about how many services he thinks you know, the market can bear. And he said probably around six, that ultimately there will be six major services that consumers will be willing to pay for. The ones that we already know of, like Netflix and Hulu and Amazon, and then you can add to the mix Disney Plus and possibly Warner's. But there's not going to be a lot beyond that. And so the other big conversation that's going on right now is the idea of bundling. And in some ways, are people going to start to look at maybe purchasing services that are combined with other services? And when you start to talk about that, then these packages start to sound a lot like cable, sound a lot like the hundreds of dollars that we traditionally spent on cable TV back in the day. We're probably going to be doing the same thing now. It just looks different. It streams as opposed to comes over a coaxial cable. But at the end of the day, how different is it really going to feel to consumers?
And the question is whether or not some of these companies are overreaching. You know, in their bid to sort of maintain as much of their old profit structure as before, they could end up with nothing. They could end up with a whole bunch of failure. You know, we're already seeing some of these direct-to-consumer sort of virtual programming services like YouTube TV and Hulu with live TV. They've made some inroads, but some of them, like DirecTV Now, are starting to lose subscribers. It's not necessarily a given that everyone's going to want to pay to get the old TV. If they have two or three good services that are sort of doing everything they need, there may not be a need for all of these to survive. And so maybe the key is sort of figuring out a way to make the best package possible for the lowest price point to assure that you're there, as opposed to just trying to make sure you get people to pay as much as they used to for cable. Because there's no guarantee people are going to want to do that anymore, certainly not younger generations.
Yeah, and we'll find out more later in the year. Disney Plus is supposed to premiere toward the end of 2019, and also Warner Media has confirmed that they're going to unroll a beta version of their service without any original content, but with a lot of the Warner Brothers, HBO, Turner library starting toward the end of this year. But in 2020, when they launch more originals, there's going to be yet more content for us to parse. Peak TV indeed. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Mr. Schneider.
That's Joe Adalian of Vulture, and I'm Michael Schneider of Variety, and this is Screen Grab.